Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Dr. Malia Cromer, who's the head of the Goucher poll. She's here to tell us what's happening in the race for president on the Democratic side, including former Governor Martin O'Malley.
Hi, thanks for having me, Fraser. So what we found with our latest Goucher poll is we took a look at the Democratic likely voters on the Democratic presidential side. And we see that Hillary Clinton is the clear front runner with 43%, followed by Joe Biden at 23% and then Bernie Sanders at 17%. Our former governor actually reflects what we see with his numbers nationwide at around 2% of Maryland registered Democratic likely voters.
Do we have an earlier poll to compare these numbers with?
We don't have anything from the Goucher poll to compare the numbers with. This is our first Democratic primary likely voter poll.
Do you think it's comparable to the numbers nationally?
So I think what we see here is actually pretty reflective of what we see nationwide. So with Martin O'Malley, he's polling anywhere between 1% to 4% in a lot of the different nationwide polls. And here at home in Maryland, he's at 2%.
Maybe he's banking on a good showing in the debates.
I think so. And so that was one of the things that Martin O'Malley has really pushed for. And that's one thing he certainly needs is a really, really good showing in debates. And he is pushing the front running candidates to have more debates. So more chances for him to shine in the media spotlight.
Well, Governor Hogan is doing well.
And so speaking of shining in the spotlight, Governor Hogan has 58% approval rating here in the state, which is really good, especially considering the demographic makeup of the state with the high number of Democrats compared to Republicans.
Well, it's not a good thing that he has cancer and he's going through treatment, but in terms of media exposure, he's really getting a lot of it, and it's quite positive, I would say.
Sure, he's gotten a lot of positive media over the summer as well. So things like the reduction in tolls, that got a lot of media play and a lot of positive attention for him. So I think the thing to keep in mind, it's not just his health-related issues, but it's also people's views on the direction of the state. People have a positive view. This number is up like a 20% jump from the last time we asked about it in September, that people think the state is going in the right direction. And I think that really resonates in Hogan's numbers.
And there's another O'Malley angle there, because it looks as if the current governor is taking some effective shots at his predecessor.
Sure. I think that O'Malley's numbers perhaps in the state would look a lot different under a Governor Anthony Brown versus a state that's run by Larry Hogan. So if you think about the media environment over the summer, there's been a couple stories. I think one in particular, the furniture story, that really kind of casts a negative shadow on Martin O'Malley. Not only that, every time Governor Hogan proposes to roll back a tax or reduces a fee, he's rolling back a tax or a fee that was imposed during the O'Malley administration. So these types of things keep on reminding Marylanders perhaps why Larry Hogan won back in 2014.
Well, Malia, you are telling me that it's not unusual to have an incumbent governor not doing well in these times. The people are not happy with government in general, and the candidates are feeling the brunt of it. So we'll be back to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
For Malia Cromer, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.